Monty Williams seems like a very good person. Seems like, of course, we don't know him. We just fans. But he seems like a very good person with very good character and everything. And he seemed like a, actually, he seemed like a very good coach. But on the flip side, how does he still have a job? God loves him. I mean, God loves everybody, but he has been supremely blessed to be able to still have a job, because I guarantee you, almost, well, not even almost, I almost guarantee you, on any other team, any other organization, they would have fired him a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? They would have fired him like a couple of games into the season. He's still there. That's amazing. He still has a job. He must be as good of a person as I think he is. He must have as good character as I think he does. And in his personal life, you know what I mean, through a lot of things, he's a strong dude. You know what I'm saying? He's a strong guy. And everybody wishes him luck. You know what I'm saying? Monty Williams, he already got seen like. But I find it amazing he still has a job. Because his other coaches that's been fired for way, way less than that. It's been coaches that seem like they got fired for nothing at all. And he has, like, his team has broken records, losing streak records, and he still has a job. In some teams, he broke a record. So that means if he broke a losing streak record, that means it's been other teams that's lost way less than he has, and they fired their coach immediately. Him, on the other hand, they let him ride it out, which is so weird. The only thing that I could imagine is they try, well, I mean, yeah, that they figure they losing, so they just go ahead and tank the whole season. For what? I guess maybe they get a high draft, I don't know. Or, I mean, it's hard to explain why Monty Williams has a job. It seems like there is no explanation. There is no explanation why Monty Williams has a job. They fired a Bucks coach. He has a winning season. He was winning, which is crazy. Just not forget the organization. Let's look at the NBA as a whole. Say the NBA is a big business, right? You fire one coach who has a winning season. I'm talking about winning. They like number two when he got fired, as far as standings go. And then you got a coach that's breaking records and losing, and you keep him. Make it make sense, man. Make it make sense. Like I said, the only thing that I could figure that makes sense is Monty Williams is a really, really good person. And a really just good coach. Just in a bad situation. But that still don't mean nothing either. It's a lot of really, really good people and good coaches that done got fired. Probably the dude from the Bucks. He might have been a really, really good person and a really good coach. They sure got rid of his ass quick. So, and not only did they get rid of the Bucks coach, they hired Doc Rivers. What is going on? Why? Why? But the thing about it is, man, as far as Monty Williams goes, if you take out how much I think he, you know, I like him as a coach. I think he's a good coach. And he's just like a random coach. He should have been fired a long, long time ago. But since it's Monty Williams, right, I'd be like, man, don't fire the dude. He a good guy. He doing the best he can. He not cutting no corners. He doing a great job. It's just how things are going, right? So don't do him, you know, don't do him wrong. That's the same thing I would say for the Bucks coach. Now, there is a coach out there, Darvin Ham. I can't stand him. I think he's a horrible coach. I think he shouldn't have never been hired. I think he should have been fired. Man, talk about a long time ago. Shit. He should have been fired last year. Why is he still there? And I think he is the stupidest situation in the NBA, because they got LeBron James, the old LeBron James. Some people say LeBron James is the best player ever, right? And he about to retire soon. And y'all give him this raggedy ass coach for his last few years. That's just silly. Yeah, that's silly. I don't like him walking around the sidelines with his hands in his pockets and his shit, and not calling timeouts when he's supposed to call timeouts, using stupid rotations. Yeah, man, I don't like him. But maybe LeBron keeps him around, or the team keeps him around, because he's not really coaching. LeBron's coaching, you know what I'm saying? So there's no need of firing him, because he really ain't doing nothing in the first place, and neither will the next coach. That's how they figure. I would imagine that he's saying who can coach LeBron James, and the ones that can coach him already got a job, like Tyronn Lue. He would be a good coach for the Lakers. Or just an older, more veteran coach. But all of them got jobs already. And you can't bring in nobody silly like Derek Fisher or Mike D'Antonio or any of those. But I've said it before, you could take a chance on somebody that's never coached before, like they've done in the past in the NBA. You know who I think deserves a coaching job? 100%. Just try them out. Let them live for a little while. Rajon Rondo. I think he would be an excellent coach wherever he goes. The Lakers should try him. Any team should try him. Be honest with you, I think he'd be excellent on any team as a coach. But of course the Lakers, there's something wrong with them in the front office, so they're not gonna do that. Yeah, man. I'm baffled by that though, by the whole Monty Williams thing. Like, this dude still got a job, really? Yeah, he is. He's some kind of guy, right? For real. To have a job after you done lost so much. Man, you should have been fired, dude. I want to meet Monty Williams so he can give me, you know what I'm saying? So he can tell me the game, you know what I mean? How do I go to work, do a horrible job, and still have my job? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they be like, hell no, you can't work here no more. You done messed up every single day. We not gonna keep you on. I don't care if you're trying or not. Trying is not producing any results. So, but like I said, I keep saying Monty Williams, that's my guy. So I do really hope he keeps his job. I just find it very wrong that other coaches get fired for less. That's all. Monty Williams deserves his job. He deserves happiness and good luck and blessings and all that kind of stuff. He deserves it. And so do everybody else. So does everybody else. But Monty Williams got a four-leaf clover in his back pocket or something, a rabbit's foot. You know what I'm saying? Because he got all types of good luck. Go ahead, Monty Williams. Keep it up, man. Well, I know, don't keep it up. Do something different because y'all losing. Try something else, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's crazy. I remember I heard a comedian say the other day, he was talking about they be out there heckling people in the crowd. The comedian go up there, they doing their routine. He's talking about, man, hey, try somebody else's shit, because your shit ain't working tonight. Yeah, that's what Monty Williams need to do. Try somebody else's stuff, because yours ain't working. For real. Maybe it's the team. You know what I'm saying? Maybe the team just garbage. And I'm not going to lie to you and tell you I know anything about a Detroit Pistons. I don't even know who played for the Detroit Pistons, to be honest with you, man. So maybe the team is garbage. I promise you, I can't even name one player right now. Maybe my mind going blank, or maybe the team is that trash. And it gotta be the team. It's always the team. When they fire the coach, if they fire a coach, I think a coach should get fired for doing something against policy, or if all the players as a whole and the organization, the players, the front office, and everybody involved in the organization vote. And if everybody votes to get them out, then that's what it is. But yeah, that's how it should go. I don't think a coach should just get fired because his team is trash. The coach should get fired because he is trash. You know what I'm saying? That's why the coach should get fired, because he's trash, not the team. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Coaches take the blame for players playing like trash. I don't see how that works ever. So, we'll see what happens to Monty Williams. I'm assuming he's just gonna keep his job. But you know, when we wake up in the morning one day and we see Monty Williams fired, or you could be like, oh, wow, they fired Monty Williams. That's crazy. You shouldn't be shocked. What you should be is thinking the Detroit Pistons are some stupid people, man. They gotta be the dumbest team in the world. You go wait all this time. He been losing since the beginning of the season. And you go wait until the end of the season to fire his ass? Are y'all crazy? Or slow or something? It need to be even worse. Well, no. I was about to say it'd be even worse if they don't bring him back next season. But they'd be, now he can't. Monty Williams can't possibly think he could be coaching the Pistons next season. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. If the Detroit Pistons bring Monty Williams back as a coach next season, he is one of the luckiest coaches to ever coach anywhere, number one. And number two, the Detroit Pistons are the dumbest organization to ever be in the NBA if they bring him back next season. Like, are y'all blind, stupid, dumb? What's wrong with y'all? You know what is going on? Yeah, what is going on? I don't even know what's going on right now in the organization. I definitely wouldn't know what was going on if they, brought him back next season. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.